Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for those words, and thank you guys.
I was meeting with them, Shauna's manifestation. I could see it walking out with boldness and assurity. I could see like water being frozen underneath it. Yahweh waiting for us to go in certain directions. And sometimes we're wondering whether we should go, and He goes, go. Go subdue the land, you know. But now, how beautiful were these ladies? Almost got their husbands killed a couple different times. Sarah in Genesis, okay, some of the Hebrew words we'll be going over. The Hebrew words are going to be, so that then you can kind of glance through the notes that I gave. That's not going to be actually like a itinerary. But one of the Hebrew words is going to be Yahweh. It sounds a lot like Yahweh, but it's H, Strong's number, H3303. Another one is Tov, that's H2896. Another one is Tov, H8389, or Tov Air. And so we're going to be looking at these different words, and what was the purpose of them, you know? And so it doesn't have to be physical beauty, but I don't think I've ever seen anybody do a teaching about... Have you ever heard me talk about Samson? Yeah. Anybody ever talk about David's heart? Yeah. How about Solomon's wisdom? Yeah. But Yahweh specifically points out physical beauty that I don't think I've ever seen a teaching on. Beauty contest. And what's the purpose of it? What? I've never seen it until I had it when I was getting ready to go to work, read my scriptures. Here's a stirring. Look up these words. And as I started looking up, I got to see a whole other thing. Got me really excited. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, man. And turn to Esther chapter 5. Now, when I'm bringing up these physical words of a beauty, it doesn't mean that's absolutely 100% everything, but it is definitely one thing that's in there. What killed Goliath? Well, there were stones involved, and Yahweh brought up stones, and He said, here's how He did it. And what does it matter? It mattered to Him. Have you ever told a story you liked, and then somebody repeats it back to you, and they omit a word or two?
Yeah.
It's annoying. No, I specifically said this. When Yahweh teaches us that, He gives us details on certain things, He's trying to paint a picture. Esther chapter 5, verse 4. What was really neat about this, the Queen Hadassah, a paragraph Bible says that this king, King Ahasuerus, and that's not how you pronounce it, but that's what Word promised us, but it's close to it. His kingdom reigned all the way to Judea, is what they're going to say in the paragraph Bible. So when all of Israel is going to die, or Judah, it's not just over here in Persia, but it could have been all the Jews in Jerusalem also. So would somebody read chapter 5, verse 14.
Then said Zeresh, his wife, and all his friends unto him, let them make ready a gallows of the height of 50 cubits.
Hold on a second. I said 514, right?
54.
It's 414, excuse me. 414.
Same thing.
But if thou do indeed hold thy peace at this time, respite and deliverance will be appointed for the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house will perish. And who knoweth whether for a time such as this thou hast attained unto the royal estate.
And so, a lot of neat things are happening here. Mordecai's belief that Yahweh promised a Messiah is going to be coming, and there will be a deliverer. But if you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. He's going to get it. And how many times in our own life, if you don't obey Him, He's going to get somebody else to do it. You're going to miss it. You're going to regret it the rest of your life. Why didn't you do it? Unbelief. I doubted. Whatever. You have your own thing. You'll have your lack or whatever in that area. But He is going, Hadassah, who knows, for such a time as this, this could be the purpose you're there. Why is she there? Chapter 2, verse 7. And it came to pass that he was bringing up Hadassah, the same as Esther, his uncle's daughter, which would make him what?
Cousin.
His cousin. But he's going to raise her as a daughter, so it must be a big age gap. For she had neither father nor mother, and the maiden was beautiful form and pleasing appearance. And so Rotherham, we would miss a lot of this stuff if it wasn't good for Rotherham. The word beautiful is the word Yafeth. Or Yafeh, excuse me, Yafeh. Now, and I'm going to show you a couple other different times when Yahweh says it's Yafeh. So here's this Hebrew word. I couldn't get the roots, and the roots are real important with the Hebrew words. I haven't gotten to figure that out with my software yet. But it also says, and then form and pleasing appearance is Tov. These words, let's see here. There's going to be another beautiful word. She's gorgeous. So she probably is not really good looking, but she's probably already walking like a princess, talking like a princess, but she looks good. It's a beauty pageant. It's not, she got a great personality. Yahweh would have said that about her personality. If it was about her wit, he would have said it about her wit. Now, is she smart? Yeah, she's smarter than she is beautiful. We find that out later. But what opened this door? Physical beauty. And one word that we're going to be looking at is Yafeh. Now, why is it so important that Yahweh pointed out this word? She was Yafeh and Tov. Because it was through this beauty that he saved all of Israel. She doesn't become the queen if she's not beautiful. Okay, that opened the door that she's going to need a lot more than that afterwards. How did she get in the door? It was a physical beauty. And I think it's not just physical beauty. I think everybody's got gifts. Now, girls, I have no idea how much girls take care of themselves. That's a lot of work what you guys do. And some people take better care of themselves. When I grow up, some people were born naturally attractive, but they wouldn't take care of themselves. And then so I bet you she was a really good steward how she took care of herself. But anyways, how important was her beauty? It saved all of Israel. Okay? So that's what got her in. And why is it so important? Because Yahweh says it's important. Turn to Genesis chapter 12. As you're turning there, Yafeh, that's the Strong's H3303, is going to be fair, beautiful. It only appears 8 times. Is aesthetically denotes beauty as to outward appearance, and that's down your right hand corner. Her outward appearance. Then we're going to find out another time Yahweh uses this word Yafeh. Somebody else had this word Yafeh, but Esther also was the word underneath that Yafeh in the top right hand corner, bottom right, Tov, T-O-V, and it's going to be good, beautiful, better. And so then. Where are we?
Genesis 12.
Oh, yeah, Genesis 12. Thank you. 12 verse 14. Okay, would somebody read that?
And so it was when Abram entered into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, and fair was she exceeding.
And see, that's why I'm going to disagree with a little bit about the veil of face and eyes, Dad, because you can't see somebody's beauty if they're completely covered up. You see a silhouette, there's got to be something. I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Well, I'll just say, no father would ever call their daughter hot.
Okay, but it's not going to be. But it's not going to be a veil you can't see anything, because they're going to see.
Well, no, they can see her face.
Okay, but it's not just this like a...
Well, no.
So they're going to see something, and we're going to specifically say the Egyptians beheld that fair was she and exceedingly. What is this word fair? The word fair is Yafeh. See over here? Strong's 3303. And the word exceedingly is another real important word, because it's not going to say that in the King James. King James says very fair. The word exceedingly is the word, me'od, Strong's 3963. And so when Yahweh created something and he says it was very good, he put an emphasis on it, that this is this word. So Yahweh says, for the word me'od, vehemence. She's vehemently beautiful. How beautiful is she?
there.
Imagine somebody's going to be going to Dubai. Dubai is an Arab country. There's princes there. They have harems. What if somebody says, hey, you can't go there with your wife, they'll kill you for your wife? You're not going to stay. You're not even going to last. She's that beautiful, you're going to die. That's what I was going to say. And so this is what's going to happen here with the Egyptians. They're going to see her, and what's going to happen? Hey, Pharaoh, you got to see. We beheld something, this woman. You know how old she is?
65.
60. The only woman in the Word where we get to see their name specifically is Sarah. Why did Yahweh tell us her age? And the other one, we're going to see Rebecca. We get pretty close. She's 60 years old. She's vehemently beautiful. And I don't think it's just a natural thing. I think it's like somebody that's going to be exercising, something like a musician. You get good, better, and better, and better at it. But she's so beautiful. Abraham goes, tell them you're my sister. They're going to kill me. It's going to kill Abraham. Is Abraham right?
Yeah.
What's going to happen? They're going to take her. She is that beautiful. She's gorgeous. So what's the point? You know, we learned with Esther, there was kind of a means to end. There's a reason why it's pointed out. Now we'll turn to, let's see here. I'll get mixed up between my notes. Chapter 20, verse 1. And I think physical beauty is just like anything else. There's some people that are brilliant. But if you get haughty, if you get cocky, if you use your gift to exalt yourself and push other people down, it's distasteful, it's disgusting. But if you use your gift to glorify Yahweh and to help people, then you're being a good steward of it. Now in verse chapter 20, verse 1. Oh, this is the best. So here it is. And Abraham break up from thence towards the land of the south and fix his dwelling. And this is another time. This is another time. But that's when she was 60. Now she's about 90. His dwelling between Kadesh and Shur, and he sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said to Sarah, his wife, my sister is she. You're going to get me killed again. It's a good problem to have. She's so beautiful. And so Abimelech, the king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. And I love this, man. I was trying to tell people when Yahweh communicates something to me, I know what I'm supposed to do. If you ever try to communicate with you, no, and people disagree with you, I don't think you're supposed to go that way. I know what I'm supposed to do! I'm just telling you so you know I'm going that way! I know it! Yahweh is going to wake this man up, and he's going to say, then Elohim went to Abimelech in a dream of the night and said unto him, behold thee, dead. I don't have a good voice for that. Can you imagine Yahweh trying to scare somebody? Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You can imagine him, oh my goodness. Because the woman whom thou hast taken, saying that she is a married woman. I can see this guy. And then his counselors come out and go, maybe he didn't really mean that. Shut up! I know what he meant! I know exactly what he meant. I'm going to die. And it was like, man. So Abimelech had not come near to the woman. And then Abimelech's going to go, hey, go get that guy. And be real nice to him. His God just spoke to me. I peed the bed. All my hair. Can you imagine him getting up? Sire, your hair is white. Oh, I knew it. Manifestation of fear. He's going to get Abraham. So verse 7, he's going to say, restore the man's wife. You get to keep reading on, but the point of all this, the conclusion of this, is verse 14. Then took Abimelech sheep, oxen, men servants, maid servants, and sent unto Abraham, restore to him Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, my land is before thee, wherever it may seem good in thine own eyes dwell. He went, Beverly Hills looks pretty nice. So does Manhattan Island. Let me think about this. What did he get? Blessed. Genesis 12:1, Yahweh promised. He told Abraham, if you follow me, you're going to be very successful. You're going to be very wealthy. And how did Abraham going to get this wealth? A 90-year-old high. Beautiful. Excuse me, Dad. a 90-year-old beautiful woman. It's so beautiful it almost got him killed again. And not just that, he got land on his property. Verse 16, and Sarah said, and to Sarah he said, "Lo, I've given 1,000 of silver unto thy brother," and silver. What happened? Through this word, she was exceedingly, it said back in 12, she was exceedingly or vehemently beautiful, Yafeh. And then it doesn't say how beautiful she is here in the chapter, verse 20 when she's 90, but she is beautiful enough that somebody wants to take them into their like a harem. What's the purpose? It was fulfilling Yahweh's prophecy. Samson's strength helped fulfill Yahweh's prophecy, and this physical beauty that she had. Now, we turn to 60 and 90 years old. And another thing that I just want to point about that is why did Yahweh point out her age? I got to go. If physical beauty is important to you, ask. Or one other thing I want to point out to the young men here or girls, if you're gonna, I'm single too. One day maybe you might want to be married. If you'd like somebody that attractive, who got these beautiful women as wives? Very righteous people. I mean,
I pointed ahead.
Yeah, but that's right. You're gonna go okay. So do you really want not, and so was Sarah just physically beauty and she was dirty on the inside? No, it would have been just the opposite. How about Hadassah? It turns out that at least in my opinion, she was more smart than you could even imagine. The beauty was just a part of it. But who got her? King Ahasuerus, who's going to be the father of Cyrus. He's going to try to be a really righteous person. You're going to, okay, who's going to get that kind of beauty? It could be the same thing. Now, physical beauty is not that important to some people, but it could be strength, wealth, knowledge, whatever it is. And we turn to, back to that word, Yafeh. Physical beauty. So what? This word, Yafeh, Yahweh, is going to call somebody else Yafeh. Like Sarah. Turn to Psalms 45. He specifically points them out with this word. Now, I don't know the root of it. And if you look up some of these words, it could be physical beauty. It might not be physical beauty. Actually, sometimes when I'm reading this in the theological word book of the Old Testament, they say it's not physical beauty. But then I'm going to have to disagree with them. And so does the Strong's Dictionary. Why? Because the usage says it's physical beauty. They're going to say Yafeh is not physical beauty. I'm going to go, you don't take some... Sarah, they saw something. It's physical beauty. But this word Yafeh... Now this is going to be kind of redundant for us in this group. But if I say my father's a monkey, what does that make me? If I say that my father's a giraffe, what does it make me? I say my father's a donkey, what does that make me? You can say the biblical word. If I say my father is an Elohim, what does that make me? An Elohim. And the word Elohim is not just Yahweh. It could be a king, it could be a man. And so that's important because we're going to read Psalms 45. Now we're going to go to Psalms 45. Okay. Overflowed hath my heart with an excellent theme. I will recite my poem concerning the king. Be my tongue like the pen of a scribe who is skilled. Most Yafeh. Most Yafeh. This is Yapah Yafeh. Thou art beyond the sons of men. Graciousness hath been poured forth by thy lips. For this cause hath Elohim blessed thee to time's age abiding. Gird up thy sword thy upon thy thigh, O mighty one. 'Tis thine honor and thy majesty. And in thy majesty be successful. Ride forth on behalf of faithfulness and humility and righteousness. Who's he talking about? We'll find out. And let thine own right hand show thee wonderful things. Thine arrows are sharp. People, under thee fall in the heart of the foes of the king. Thy throne, O Elohim, is to time's age abiding and beyond. A scepter of equity is the scepter of thy kingdom. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. For this cause hath Elohim, thine own Elohim, anointed thee. Which Elohim had an Elohim? John chapter 10. The Jews pick up stones and they're going to kill him. And he goes, what noble work are you going to throw stones and kill me? They go, not a noble work. Thou being a man or making thyself an Elohim. Because he kept saying, he's my dad. This is blasphemy. And Jesus Christ quoted Psalms 82, 6, and he goes, aren't you called Elohims? And you're going to extol me because I say Father, he is to me. He's an Elohim. What's neat about this is Psalms 45 is talking about Yehoshua Mashiach, Christ Jesus. But this is very different than Isaiah 53, because in Isaiah 53, 2, it says that his physical appearance, you wouldn't even notice who he was. He's probably a man, in my imagination, a 5'5", looking guy, not in real good shape, just average, maybe a perfect spy. Isaiah 52, 14 and Isaiah 53, 2 are prophecies of the beginning of his ministry. Isaiah 45 is going to be when he comes back. Isaiah 52, 14 is the caterpillar before the caterpillar dies. Isaiah 45 is the promise of Yahweh to his son when he comes back as a butterfly. Son, you know what you're going to look like? And then here's this thing, Elohim, thine own Elohim. Here's what it's going to be like. Is it going to be worth it? Man, doesn't everybody kind of have a feeling to want to be kind of famous or something? And Yahweh's promising his son, you're going to be Yahweh. You're going to be beautiful. And how beautiful is he? I don't know. But I know that in the book of Revelation, when John saw him, what did he do? Falls down. He's like, yeah, I'm gonna go, but I don't know what he looks like, but man, he looks really, really Yahweh. So here's Yahweh promises, and who points out this word? Who's promising him this? Yahweh is. And he's showing us these things for a reason. Turn to Genesis 24. But if you don't know the word Elohim, you don't know it could be a man, it could be a king, and then you're going to get all kinds of confused. How can Elohim be talking to his Elohim? And you should say, easy. The God and Father of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 1:3, Ephesians 1:17. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, right? Yeah. That makes him a
Elohim.
God. Or it'd be an Elohim. Yeah. Does he have a God? Yeah. Oh, okay. And unless you go to seminary, you're going, okay, that makes sense. What did I say? Genesis 24. Here we are. 24:16. Man, I gotta see some of the women in Yahweh's word. And I go, so my heroes would be Rebecca too. You get to read about this woman, whoever she was. We'll go to verse 15. Here's this poor guy. Hey, go find a wife for my son. You know, how important is it? Well, Jesus Christ doesn't come back without her. You know, because it's going to be Isaac's wife. So there's no pressure, but the Redeemer's going to come. They're like, oh man, be matchmaker for my boss. And here it is, and it came to pass, ere yet he had done speaking. So he went back to Yahweh. Lo, Rebekah was coming forth, who had been born to Bethuel, son of Milcah, wife of Nahor, brother of Abraham, with her pitcher upon her shoulder. Now the young woman was of very pleasing appearance, a virgin whom no man had known. And she went down at the fountain. So what the word for pleasing appearance, let me see here. This is, oh, okay, yeah, so the very pleasing appearance. Remember that about Rebecca? Excuse me, Sarah? She was vehemently beautiful, vehemently. It's the same word for various me'od. And if you look how Yahweh uses this word, you can do a little word search on that, and it's really neat when he's putting a lot of emphasis on something. Tom Brady would be like that with quarterbacks. There's nothing better. I mean, he's the tip of the spear right now. But what is she? She's, it's not Yafeh. She is like this word very or vehemently, T-O-B. I mean, if you look down and say, T-O-B is going to be, yeah, be beautiful, better. There could be a lot of things. But she is beautiful in appearance. Okay? How old is she? Scriptures doesn't say. As far as we know, Sarah's the only one we get a woman's age. But we do know she's beautiful. She's a virgin. How old is she? We don't know. We can say she's 20, 20 and under, right around there, something like that. Now turn to chapter 26, verse 7. If you read above this, actually look at the very top of the page, page 56. What does it say? Name Jacob. You see that? The very top. What's it say, Mel?
No, Isaac was 60 years old.
Okay, he's 60 years old. Isaac, when he married Rebecca, was 40. He was 60 years old when she bare them. This is going to be Jacob and Esau. Okay, so that makes her how old? He was 40 when they got married. Now he's 60. It's 20 years. So if she was 20, how old is she when they're born?
40.
She's 40. So right around there. Now, if you read underneath this, it's going to say that Esau sold his birthright to Jacob. How old do you got to be to sell your birthright to Jacob? I don't know. I really don't know. But 16, 18, I would assume that that'd probably be the youngest. You can't give things away unless you're like, as a minor, I would think. But let's just say there's 16 to 20. So we got another 16 to 20 years. So if she was 20, she was 40. Now she's possibly 50 to 70. Now go down to verse 6, chapter 6.
Chapter 6 or chapter
26,
7?
Yeah, chapter 26, verse 7. Then asked the men of the place as to his wife, and he said, "My sister is she, for he feared to say my wife, lest they should say the men of the place should slay me on account of Rebekah for her fair." And so here's this word here is Tov again. How beautiful is she? She's beautiful enough it's going to get her husband killed. Physically beauty. Now, so a lot of the purposes of Yahweh using a physical beauty, at least in this sense, was he saved the Christ line with Esther, all of Israel. The door was open with this thing. Okay? We know that with Sarah, in Genesis 12, 1, Yahweh tells Abraham, "I'm going to make whole nations out of you. I'm going to multiply you. You're going to be famous. You're going to have all kinds of..." Okay. Well, that was Rachel, Jacob's wife, she was To'ar. How powerful was her physical beauty? His drawing to her was... He worked 14 years for her. How old are you, Elijah?
16.
How old would you be? 14 years.
30.
Yeah, go to film. get a film on him. What would she have to look like for you to work for somebody until you're 30?
A lot.
That's a lot of payments.
Yeah,
it's going to be... What is it? We don't know a whole lot about Rachel, except for her physical beauty, but Yahweh put some sort of stirring in there. Why is that important? That physical beauty, or that to'ar, I don't know if I told you guys that one, that Strong's H8388. Yaakov served 14 years, and during the 14 years, what did his two wives produce? The 12 tribes of Israel, the many nations. The wealth was given, a lot of the wealth is given to Abraham because of the Yafeh of Sarah. 12 tribes were created through Rachel's To'ar. Esther saved a nation of Israel. And for some reason, not for some reason. Why does Yahweh point anything out? It's important to him. But Yahweh specifically points out the physical beauty of Sarah when she's 60 and 90, and Rebecca when she'd be between 50 and 70 years old. They're so beautiful, could have got their husbands killed. And so, that's it.
You might point out one place, how wealthy Abraham became.
Okay, good.
Yeah, that's on 24:34.
Okay, we'll just go ahead and turn it. 24:44?
34.
34
and 35. Like you said, the wealth that they was given because of their wives.
Oh, yeah. Yahweh having blessed my Lord exceedingly, made him great and given him. Is that what you're talking about?
No. Then he said, servant of Abraham am I, 24, verse 34.
Okay.
Now Yahweh having blessed my Lord exceedingly and made him great, and given him flocks and herds and silver and gold,
wow,
and men servants and maid servants and camels and asses. Where did they come from? Abimelech.
Wow.
Was a great part of that.
Yeah.
Amen. No, you're right. Okay, so if we're still rolling, here's other things that Yahweh specifically points out is on here. Rachel was Tohar. Yahweh specifically points out Joseph was Tohar. He specifically points out that David was Yahweh a couple different times. He points out Abigail. What did Abigail's? She had physical beauty. I think hers was Yahweh too. And Abigail is another one that was like, would have been like a Sarah and a Hadassah. The physical beauty is just one of the repertoire.
Yeah.
And then on the downside, you have Absalom. He said he was flawless from head to toe. And I think we're used to the Absaloms in this world.
Yeah.
And that's true. But it's just like artwork. No, get rid of the garbage and say, and I don't mean to offend anybody with the word hot. I mean, it's the beautiful, however you would say it, where you could communicate like this without it. If I were to say gorgeous, but anyways, then Tamar was also Yahweh, and that was not necessarily a good thing. She got raped by her brother.
Mm-hmm.
But. Okay, we'll go ahead and close. I give a prophecy. Father, we thank you for your words. We thank you for the treasures and for showing us how to seek things out. And for you showing us new images into the stories that you've preserved for us. We thank you that you've given us, we thank you for Rothery and preserving the words and the text. So we see what's important to you. We know your words that you choose are important. And if anybody were to change words of their favorite songs, if somebody else were to change, it would irritate them. Let us be the same with your word. Do not be fearful of the desires in your heart, for I plant seeds inside your heart, and many of these desires are wonderful things. You have a war that is going on inside you, and your flesh will try to corrupt anything that is good. But don't let it. Rebuke it. Remove it. And then go back to the desires of your heart. And learn how to find those desires and utilize them into my calling in your life. Learn how to use them into what I desire out of you. And those desires will help propel you in the direction that I want you to go. They'll get you moving.